I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Monday afternoon. It is the 31st of August. John Davis with Earth Risk Technologies serves as their senior weather analyst, is on the line. Thanks, John, for being with us. Tell me about the weather forecast for the Farm Progress Show in Central Illinois, Decatur this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Well, it is going to feel like early August. It is very warm and on the dry side, so kind of a midsummer week here coming up as we start out the first week of September with high temperatures in the lower to mid-90s and dry conditions here from now right through the Labor Day weekend.
Folks would like one more rainfall, probably for the rains, this Labor Day time frame from Labor Day to about the next 10 days or so is a good time to put rain on soybeans across the whole of the Corn Belt to finish them out and make a really good crop. Will that come?
Well, for most of the central and southern sections of the Midwest, it does not look like that's going to come, as a rather dry pattern is in place right now, basically near and south of kind of I-80. So some of the areas north of there, for example, over the weekend in parts of Wisconsin and northern Iowa, they got big rains here on Friday and Saturday. So some of those areas have gotten their finishing rains here. But certainly for the southern and central portions of the Midwest, it does look like a drier mode. And over the next 10 days, it looks like prospects are very low for any kind of real significant widespread rains that would aid in any kind of late developing beans.
During hurricane season, we usually get a tropical storm or a hurricane that drops some rainfall on the Midwest. I take it that's not going to happen.
Right. Well, after Fred moved across Hispaniola and the mountains of Hispaniola totally eradicated the storm, we do have the remnants of that, which is a blob of thunderstorms across Florida, and that will be affecting parts of the southeast, Georgia and South Carolina, parts of North Carolina. But that's the extent of the impact of overall systems here of Erica and the remnants of that, and Fred, which will never have any impact on the U.S. as it stays an Atlantic storm.
And then finally, are there other places around the planet that we ought to be checking in on that you do have concerns about?
We do. Certainly Ukraine and portions of Russia have been very dry here lately, and some of the dryness here over the past, you know, 5 or 6 weeks have been some of the driest conditions they've had of any year over the last, you know, 15 or 18 years. So really extreme dryness across those areas, and there's no question that has impacted the development of the summer crops. And now we have to start watching that area for winter crops, which are going to start being planted later on in September.
Do you suppose it's dry enough to have some real concerns about wheat sowings in Ukraine and parts of Russia?
There's no question. It's too early to be overly concerned about it. But during the month of September, that's going to be something that's going to be a very key area to monitor, and it's going to put great emphasis on getting rainfall either in September or the first couple of weeks of October as the winter wheat is put in the ground.
John, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd.
John Davis, of course, is with Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago. That wraps up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.